It's that time of year again to finish up your holiday shopping. If you haven't started, shame on you. Get started, but be safe. We're joined again by President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. And Steve, let's talk about the 12 scams of Christmas. This is like a bad carol.
It is a bad carol. It happens every year. We got some new ones this year. So the top one we're seeing is the Secret Sister Exchange Program. Basically, it's a version of a chain letter.
I see these all the time on Facebook with wine has started, books.
Yeah. Everything like that. Basically, it's a chain letter. So basically, you have to provide wine or gifts to six people on this list, and you're in return, put your name on this list, and you're going to get 30 or 40 or 50 different
And it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. It's a chain letter, and most importantly, it's illegal. Under postal regulations, you can't do the chain letter. So the Postal Service has told us this is a version of the chain letter. So don't do it. If you see those things where you have to put your name in and put six names in or send somebody a gift, you know, mostly through social media, we see it a lot on the Facebook. You're not supposed to do that at all.
I see these all the time pop up, and right. I want to private or instant message these people who are putting them up and saying, "Don't do this."
Right.
You know, don't fall for
this. And they keep saying to all their friends, so that's what starts the problem.
Yeah.
They start sharing it with 100 people, and then those 100 people say it with another 100 people.
Yeah.
It never gets up. And the only person that actually gets anything, if they actually do it, is only the one person who puts their name at the top of the list. You know what I mean? So the rest are fictitious. So again, chain letter, just ignore those things. Just because you see it on the internet doesn't make it true.
Absolutely. And I know seasonal travel scams are big as well, too. In fact, we just did a travel segment this morning. If you see a trip, you know, going to France for 12 days for $200, airfare included, obviously, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
It truly is. Yeah. And unfortunately, I see that all the time. But what we're seeing not a lot more is local travel. So they put up fake listings. So you rent this vacation home, and it looks like a great vacation home, but unfortunately it's somebody else's vacation home. That scammer just took a picture of it, and that's all. So what we always say to tip off to rip off is wiring money to somebody quickly in advance or sending cash to anybody in advance of not seeing this. Those are usually the warning signs as well. But like you said, a trip to France half off, there's something behind that, so you got to be very careful on those.
How about phony charities? I know this is the time of year where everybody wants to be charitable and give big, which is a wonderful thing to do.
It is.
But what are the phony charities? Why should you be aware of those?
We always say give, but give wisely. And obviously, at the last 30 of the year, that's where a lot of their charities get most of their money because people are trying to still get their tax deductions. So the scammers know that as well. So they'll be calling you out of the blue, mostly, and saying that they're working with this charity. And we had a call yesterday from a reporter mm-hmm. who said she received it and she wanted to verify it. And she said it was from a local radio station or local police station.
Yeah.
It wasn't from the local police station. It wasn't. They're saying they're soliciting donations on behalf of their local
right.
police department.
The police station, the police and the fire department, to me, I think they have bigger things that are going
yes.
on than to be cold calling you.
Exactly. So the tip off on that is actually ask for something in writing, and that's the key. Scammer is not going to send you anything in writing. So legitimate organizations want your money today. They want it tomorrow. They want it next week, next year.
Yeah.
The scammers call you up, say, "I want your credit card number. We got to make a donation. You know, we're sending this kid somewhere, or this kid's dying of cancer, or whatever it may be." That rush to not think about it. We did a survey last year, 65% of the consumers who donate actually don't research a charity at all. They just donate. So you got to be very careful who you're donating to, what's their name. The reason the name, because instead of American Cancer Society, it might be American Society of Cancer.
Right.
And they just change those names around. You think you're donating to the charity you donated in the past, and it's not. So we're getting a lot of calls with complaints from people, telemarketers. And usually, as you know, telemarketers make about 90 cents on a dollar.
Right.
So 10 cents of your dollar goes actually to the telemarketing. So if you do get a telemarketing call, if you want to donate to a charity, it's actually best to hang up on a telemarketer and call the charity yourself directly and save the telemarketing costs.
Right, and save yourself a big headache.
Big headache as well.
Big headache. Right. Fake coupons.
You're seeing that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of I'm not going to mention the retailers. There's a lot of retailers that have those fake coupons out there saying, "Oh, just Xerox this and go in," and they're not. They're fake, and actually,
right.
they're getting into the stores, but they're not coupons. They're all alleging that we didn't do this coupon. So if you see a coupon way outrageous, that's what we call a tip off to rip off. You know, $50 off,
right, or 50% off,
75%
off.
There's some legitimate ones if it comes from the retailer directly, but I'm talking online. When you see those come online in your inbox, too good to be true offer, or if sometimes they hijack Facebook postings. They send everything to all your friends. So it looks like I'm sending you a coupon when I'm actually had nothing to do with it. So if you think it's a crazy offer, call the retailer itself before you go out there and you travel in the cold and realize it's a fake coupon.
I see, too, now. I'll go on certain websites, and I'll be on my phone, and I'll get a pop-up, and it'll say, congratulations, you've just won a new iPhone. Well, of course, I'm not naive enough to think I just want a brand new iPhone. I click off on that. But that, again, don't click on the link because you probably didn't win a free iPhone.
You didn't win an iPhone. I can guarantee you didn't win an iPhone. But be very careful you get those pop-ups. That with the Better Business Bureau, see a lot of the problems occurring. Yeah. You don't know who these companies are or where they're actually going. They can actually take you to a third-party website. It can be filled of, you know, scammers and get malware or spamware, any of that, and start putting it on your computer. You always want to shop to the companies you know and trust, and I want you to type that URL in. Don't let somebody Don't let somebody give you a URL. You type it in yourself for the companies you know and trust, and obviously check them out first before doing business with them, not after, because, you know, obviously we always get complaints. A lot of the complaints that come to the Better Business Bureau saying, you know, I should have called you first. And that's the frustrating part of our job, and has been my job for 29 years, is the consumers that don't call first. They believe those quick offers. Just check them out.
Don't be embarrassed. Right. You'd probably rather get a call from a consumer, Steve, before something happens.
Right.
You know, that's a tip off for you, too.
Exactly.
Than after saying, I lost all my money.
Exactly. It happened, like I mentioned last time, in Omaha, Nebraska, a woman lost $100,000. $100,000. She finally realized she was getting scammed when they told her that we need landing fees. We're in the air. We can't land in Omaha until we get landed. So she called us. And if she would have called us first, in 3 seconds, I would have told her that was a scam.
It's a scam.
And unfortunately, it happens. And we have what's now scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau. So if you do see a scam, and you always say, I'll never fall for it, but please just report it to us. Go to bbb.org/Chicago. Put the information in there. It can prevent somebody else from happening as well. But if you do see a scam, you actually go to our website, and you can see that with the scam tracker, it's a heat map. So you can actually go down and zero down to your house or your neighborhood, rather, and see what the scams are happening in your neighborhood all across North America. So you can go to...
That's a great thing to check out.
It is a great thing. So if you get them from Las Vegas, you think it's a scam, you go to our scam tracker, look in Las Vegas, zero down to Las Vegas, and you can see what scams are coming out of Las Vegas. So we've got about 40,000 hits to that site already, listings in there.
Yeah.
We need more. So if you see a scam... And you think, oh, nobody will fall for it. Yes, somebody's going to fall for it. Put it in the information in there. You know, we don't ask any information. We just ask what the scam is and where it's coming from. But that's going to help somebody else from falling victim to it.
You can never be too cautious.
Exactly.
You mentioned malware before. What's point of sale malware?
Point of sale malware is when you actually go to a store and they give you to type in your email address or other information or taking personal information, and they start putting, you know, spam and spamming you with stuff, and as consumers allege. So
do you have to give your email out? You know how they always say they'll ask for your email? Do you have to do
that?
No,
you do not have to give your email out. You know, they'll usually ask you on email receipt or email or printed, get everything printed. Once you start giving somebody your email, you don't know what their privacy policy is.
Right.
So at the point of sale, they can sell your listing to somebody else. That may put malware on it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm saying So it may not be that company, but you never know what they do with your information. Anytime you give your information to somebody, you want to read the privacy policy.
Yeah.
What are you doing with it? Well, if you're at a point of sale and you're in a register, you don't know what they're going to do with it.
Right.
So please, if you give your email address, be very careful who you're giving to, and they can sell it if the privacy policy says that.
We're talking to Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, about the 12 scams of Christmas as we continue. Fake shipping notifications.
Yes, it happens all the time that your package has arrived or your package couldn't get there with a warning, but click on this link and we'll help you. So it's the people pretending like they're USPS, United States Postal Service, or the FedEx or whatever it may be. If somebody sends you an email and you don't know who they are and you think they are, just type it in yourself.
Yeah.
So don't click those links. That's where people are getting into trouble. So if you do get an email from FedEx saying your package hasn't arrived, either you can call them or, you know, cancel out the email and type in your own name and enter FedEx.com. Go yourself. And when you start following links or things like that, you get in so much trouble that way.
No, don't ever click on any link. Right. I would just close everything down and then either call or
right to your site yourself. Key in the information yourself. There's so many fakes, those listings.
Absolutely. Phishing emails and ATM skimmers.
The phishing emails have been around a long time, but they work. And that's why they continue to scammers. It looks so authentic. In the old days, It looked terrible. You could tell it was a fake email or not their regular company. Today, with the evolution of all these high-tech computers and the copying software, is actually they can make it look exactly a carbon copy of the bank's website, right, to a T almost. Mm-hmm. You can't tell a difference. There might be just a little difference in the URL. So if it's XYZ Bank that you normally bank with, it might be XXYZ Bank.
Right.
You don't even realize it. It's not your bank. Your bank is never going to ask you for personal and confidential information. They have all that.
Yes.
A bank never calls, but you can't imagine how many times consumers call us and say, you know, I just gave this information away because I thought it was my bank. It looked like the bank.
I think what we go along to with that, Steve, and I'm kind of adding this, is fake tickets.
Right.
You know, we've talked about this before. We had a producer on the air with us just a few days ago who bought fake Hamilton tickets, unbeknownst to her. She didn't know they were fake until she bought them on Craigslist.
Of course.
Actually met the person, bought the tickets from the guy, gave him cash. I think what the tip-off to this one, too, though, was I think the tickets were $70 a piece for great seats to go see Hamilton.
Right.
And she got to the theater with her two daughters who were, you know, 8 and 10 years old, completely disappointed because they were fake tickets.
It happens all the time, unfortunately, especially big items like that, like the Hamilton or the World Series or whatever it may be. We had a complaint on the first day of the Hamilton. Same thing. They went and met them. It was a regular price, though. They didn't deceive them. So there was a regular price of the tickets. He said he had to leave town. He said, what are the tickets for? He said, my daughter's birthday. He wished her happy birthday, knowing it was a scam, that he's just taking care of those people. Again, those tickets, you can't tell the difference. If you get a fake tickets as well, they can make them, duplicate them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Craigslist, you got to trust a person. So I say Craigslist, is like buying it, is like buying from somebody pulls up in a car. You don't know who they are.
Right.
Now, if you're buying a couch on Craigslist, that's different. You see the couch,
sure,
you touch it.
You're getting the product
right there.
You're
getting the product. You're getting tickets. You don't know if it's authentic until what? Until you go to the game or until you go to the theater, then you realize you've been duped. They look exactly like. And it can be one, you know, sometimes you can print these tickets now.
Yeah.
You know, at home. So what does a scammer do? He prints 1,000 of them.
Right. Just changes a number
exactly,
to the barcode,
that's
which
all it is
so easy to do now.
Or people don't hold up your tickets on Facebook. Thank you for saying that.
How
please.
About that?
Yeah. They can take that barcode off your Facebook and your own tickets can be voided because they would sell it to somebody else. And by the time you straighten out with the venue, guess what? The thing's over.
Yeah. They're already in the ballpark or
exactly,
in the theater.
Right.
So
but it's a big problem. Even the ushers now carry the information in their pockets if you've been scammed. That's how much it's happening. So if we had the people at Hamilton, they get scammed, the usher will in their pocket pull out, you've just been scammed. Here's what to do or what we can't do
no
to you.
Oh, no kidding.
That tells you the problems they're having.
Yeah, the usher immediately looked. I mean, I would look and think it's just a ticket, but you, Steve, would probably look and say immediately, this is a scam. So did the usher. He said, this is a fake ticket. It's a fake barcode.
Right. Sometimes you can't tell, though. And, you know, I can tell sometimes, but sometimes I've seen tickets where it's authentic and, the advent of the printers, you can't tell. You just got to trust the source.
Right.
You don't buy tickets from somebody online or in the alley.
Or someone you don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or on the corner. You know, no offense to the people.
Authentic, you know, resellers of tickets, those authorized ticket brokers, they're licensed and they're bonded,
right,
and they have, take care of if you should have a problem, they have, you know, to take care of the complaints.
Right.
You know, they'll take care of it in some way. Where you go buy something on Craigslist, what are you going to do? You know,
you're stuck.
You're stuck with them.
You're
never
stuck
get that
with them. Exactly.
Again, right?
So buy from a reputable dealer.
Exactly.
Let's talk fake romance, too. Especially around the holidays.
Around the
Everybody's
holidays,
looking for love.
Yeah,
and
it's still, we see
New Year's Eve date.
Whatever it may be.
Right.
But what they're doing is they're befriending you really to a point where you think they're truly there.
Yeah.
It's not a quick hit one, so they build up this romance. I'm in Romania. I'm here.
Yeah.
And then they build up a friendship. They send fake pictures to you.
Right.
And then they ask, you know what? I want to fly in. I need some money. Or my mom's got cancer. Mm-hmm. I need some help with the bills. And that's what they're doing. It's not the quick hits like they did in the past.
Yeah.
They're actually truly building up a romance. You're thinking you're building up a romance with somebody, and it's actually, it could be, if it's a, you think you're talking to a woman, it could be a guy behind the thing doing it. Just be very careful of those romance scams. Deal with reputable firms in our area.
Yeah.
And that you know and trust online, especially if they ask you for money. And anyway, that's usually the tip off to the ripoff, or they're being shipped overseas or whatever it is.
Right. Don't give your money.
Don't give your
personal info.
Especially don't know them until you physically met them, because there's online, you know, dates that do work, But usually those are not the ones that these are involved with. We're asking for money,
right?
And you never met them in 6 months,
exactly,
or 3 months,
yep,
or whatever it may be.
And we have to do help scams too, which I know they're still out
there.
They're
still out there because they're on the, even the week before, they're still looking for seasonal help. And,
sure.
Unfortunately, scammers know that, and they target those websites. They put fake listings up there, and then they ask you for credit card information or personal information. A lot of them ask you for, you know, in order to fill out your job, we need your social security number, we need all this, your mother's maiden name. Well, guess what? They're going to steal your identity. So
right,
you just got to know who and trust them and make sure that they who they are.
And one of the final scams, 12 scams of Christmas, fake apps and phony e-tailers, which kind of ties in with our last topic too, Steve, a new fake app attack that's been unleashed.
It's been unleashed, but consumers don't realize it, that there's fake apps out there. So even the name brand ones. So you got to be very careful when you go to the app stores or the Google stores and make sure you're getting an authentic app from the company itself.
So how do you know if it's a fake app?
Well, sometimes it's really hard to determine it. Well, we suggest two things. One is look at the customer reviews. So if it's Target.com and they only have one review, it's a fake app.
Okay.
And then look at the updates of the app. I mean, a scammer's not going to have a multitude of updates. But the really safest way to do this, if you want a, an app from XYZ company, go to XYZ's company's website directly on your phone.
Right.
And they have a button on there that will get the app, the correct app. So a lot of consumers don't realize it. The New York Times did a story on that. And they pulled down 200 apps off Apple that were fraudulent in some way.
Unbelievable. Right around,
so people don't, you ask them on the street, they will not know that there's fake apps. They think they're trusted, safe, and secure. Most are. But there's always some that get into the mix, and one of them we've seen is that they apply for this app, they got to go through the security process, and they get approved, then they change the app.
Oh, my
God. Then they change it to something else.
And how would you know?
You don't know.
You know, literally, if I go buy an app, I'll go to the app store and I'll download
it. Exactly.
But I should do a little bit of research.
Oh, you got to do more research. You got to do research, read some reviews too.
Yeah.
Because, a fake app site is usually put up a day, and 2 days is not long lasting. They're not. So if you don't.
What happens if you download a fake app?
You got to see who has your information. I mean, if it's XYZ company, it's not them. Somebody took your information. And what they're doing is, shop easier, give us your credit card number, email address, credit card number. We went on file. They're just trying to solicit. What we're seeing or what others have seen is just stealing identity yet. Because you're putting your confidential information.
You can never be too careful. And we also want to touch on, too, Steve, you can get all this information at BBB.org. But last but not least, refunds and exchanges this holiday season, especially the last week of the year.
Right.
You're going to see a lot of people trying to exchange and return gifts.
Exactly. Refunds and exchanges in the state of Illinois is a privilege, not a right. And that's what consumers need to know. They think because they buy it, especially the big ticket items, I buy it, just return it. Well, it may not be the case. The store has to have a refund exchange policy. They have to tell you what it is,
mm-hmm,
but consumers don't ask. Some of the retailers are changing it to exchange only. So what that means is that they don't lose that customer,
sure,
or who you gave it to.
Right. You get an in-store credit,
exactly,
you can't get the money back.
So you
can't
go anywhere else. So if I buy you an ugly sweater and you return it because you don't like it, well, you have to buy something in that store then. You can't in the old days just get your money back. So some are changing their policies. You just have to ask that question ahead of time. What is the refunds and exchange policy? And especially you're buying right before the holiday. This usual week is like a lot of sales are big discounts now because of the holiday season. But unfortunately, they're all sales are final though.
Right. And you have to check the receipts now, because I've noticed when I buy something, it'll say the return value.
Right.
So if you pay $40 for something, the return value is $35.
Right.
It goes down a little bit, and you have to look at the receipt and check that out before you make your purchase final.
Before you make your purchase final, make sure it's not all sales final either, because usually when they put in a really doorbuster type sale, is that it's no refunds and exchanges. They want to get rid of the item. They don't want it back. So they'll say that. They have to tell you ahead of time, but consumers don't ask.
No.
They think it's automatically you buy something, you return it. How many people buy cars for the holiday for their fiance or lover, whomever, and they try to take it back? You can't. They think in their mind, because it's a big ticket item, you got 72 hours to cool off. You
Too
don't.
Bad. It looks nice with the big red bow sitting on the driveway.
Exactly,
but
that's it. The car, as soon as you take out the dealership lot, and it's your car, because there's no refunds exchanges on that. You signed a contract. You walked away. And you left the dealership. So people think in their mind that the 72-hour rule, and that's a big misconception. The 72-hour rule only applies if you buy it outside the place of business.
Right.
Then you have 72 hours to cancel the contract. So if you go to a big store and buy a big TV and the refunds and exchanges, they have none, then you're out of luck. And it's then with the big ticket items, TVs, especially electronics, mm-hmm. there's a penalty of taking it back too. Restocking
right.
fees, they call it.
Exactly.
Just ask these questions ahead of time because it's not a privilege. It's only a privilege, not a right.
Steve, I would never return an ugly sweater that you
That's
got me.
Right.
I'd never return any gift that you got me. Thank you so much.
My
again,
pleasure.
The website is?
BBB.org. Before you buy or hire, BBB it.
Thank you, Steve. Happy
My
holidays.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.